It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by the means of radio, to share with you the wonderful account of God's love and how He proved His love to you and to me by sending His only begotten Son so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11 today, Hebrews chapter number 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, "O Holy Night."
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Fall on your knees, oh, voices, O night divine, O night when Christ was born.
Ever praise we His power.
Jesus coming into this world is such an important part of God's plan, because there was no hope for man. The Old Testament tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the book of Isaiah. Roman continues this thought in Romans 3:10, for there is none righteous, no, not one. And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we find the love of God seen at Christmas time as Jesus, born in a stable, placed in a manger, is brought into this world so that we might have everlasting life. It was Romans 5:8 that says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Oh, my friend, you have such a wonderful gift that has been offered to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can have your sins forgiven. For without the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no hope for salvation. There is no help for you spiritually. It's only by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior that you can have forgiveness of sins and be adopted into the family of God. My friend, if you do not have this gift of salvation and you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone take a copy of the Bible and share with you what God's holy word has to say about how you can receive this gift of salvation, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. My phone number is 919-563-6753. And we would invite you to come to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Now, unless you're providentially hindered and you can't come until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior by receiving Him and what the Bible has to say about it, and also written material that will tell you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all the videos that have been made at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. Let's listen to another song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church. The name of the second song that they're going to sing for us is titled "We're So Glad You Came."
Jesus, we're so
so glad you came. We worship you, sweet Son of God, who came to earth that day. A helpless little babe in arms who in a manger lay.
We worship you, sweet Son of God, for leaving heaven's light
to come to earth's bleak darkness and break the chains of night. We lift our voices high.
There's much gladness for those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We find in the book of Psalms, chapter number 34, starting with verse number 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, there's gladness there because our sins are taken away, because we have been adopted into the family of God, because we've been given the gift of eternal life. But for those that are humbled by the conviction of their sin, the message of the gospel, Jesus Christ being given to man, his death, burial, and resurrection, the shedding of his blood to buy salvation for others, that is a message of gladness. In fact, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus died on the cross and rose again, shedding his blood so our sins might not just be forgiven, but they would be taken away. That news will make any heart glad. Now, just before we get into God's Word, one more song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The title of this song is A New Silent Night.
Could it happen on a night like this? Can I know perfect happiness? That babe on the manger hay change my world like he did today? Could he see past the countless years? Would he come just to calm my fears? Could this life that he's given to me be the star it's my silent night, for this wandering child was born a child of the light. It's a new silent night, yes, it's my silent night. A night to be remembered forever. Watching me, sense a gaze from eternity, touch a love given for endless time, pure as couplets and perfect wine. Can you hear heaven's symphony? Angel voice says in harmony, Son of God, born the Son of Man, made a child of God out of who I. It's a new silent night, yes, it's my silent night, for this wandering child was born a child of the night. It's a new silent night, yes, it's my silent night. A night to be remembered forever. It's a new silent night, yes, it's my silent night, for this wandering child was born a child of the light. It's a new silent night, yes, it's my silent night.
A night to be remembered forever.
First silent night happened when the Lord Jesus Christ was born in the little town of Bethlehem in a stable, laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh yes, the shepherds got the message from the angels and came to see this Son of God that was born Son of Man. Jesus came silently into the world to bring peace to all mankind. That was the first silent night. The second silent night is a personal silent night. Those that are overwhelmed by the guilt of their sin, they're convicted and under the shame of their sin. Sleep evades them because they have a fear of dying. Oh, but that first night, after receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and all of their sins are taken away, it's a night filled with peace. It's a silent night, not with the voices of condemnation raging in the soul, but just the sweet voice, as we find in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The first night after they receive the Lord Jesus Christ will mark the beginning of many nights of peace, because once we accept the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ by receiving Him as Savior, we have the promise given in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, the peace of the silent night that we can have. In Hebrews chapter number 11, the writer of Hebrews speaks about the opportunity that we have to walk by faith. In Hebrews 10:38, he says, Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Here the writer was saying, we've been saved to live by faith. That's chapter number 10, verse number 38. In chapter number 11, we find the description, the definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Then we find the example of what the writer's talking about, verse number 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then we find in verse number 4 that Abel is brought to the forefront of the conversation, walking by faith as he believed that it was the blood that was shed that would cover sins. The blood that was shed would honor God. Then we find Enoch, who walked with God, and he was not, because God took him, and he had the testimony that he pleased God, a walk of faith. Then Noah, who built the ark, 120 years of not only preaching that there would be a flood and they need to be ready, but 120 years of acting on the faith that he had by building an ark as God had told him to bring the animals on board, to save the animals, to save all those who would come onto the ark. And even though it was only he and his wife, his three sons and his three daughters-in-law that came on the ark, here we find that Noah followed God by faith. We go down to verse number 13, and it says, These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Do you realize, those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are also strangers and pilgrims? We are strangers after we get saved, because this world is not our home. We're pilgrims because we are going home. The fact that even in the Old Testament, these that walked by faith, they did it believing what God had to say. Now, my friend, we are so much better off than they are. We have a copy of God's holy word that we can open. And as we open this old King James Bible and we look at what God has to say about the mess that man's in because of his sin, and the love that God had, and how he proved that love and manifested that love by sending his only begotten Son to die on a cross to pay the price for our sins with his own precious blood. Oh, we have the opportunity to walk by faith. Verse number 14 says, For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, verse number 15 says, If they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He hath prepared for them a city. You realize that God, in sending Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, has declared that He has prepared a city so that you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, so that you can have everlasting life, and so that you one day can be a part of stepping on that shore in glory in a brand new home that will be your home for all eternity. Heaven is the city that God has prepared for those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, can you count your walk as a walk of faith in this life? And by a walk of faith, I mean that you obey what God says in His Word, that you follow after His will because you're obedient to His Word. He wants you to walk by faith. Many in Hebrews chapter number 11 and the first part of chapter 12 walk by faith and not by sight because they were looking for a better place. They had received the better message of salvation. Knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and walking by faith will help others to see their need to ask Jesus to be their Savior as well. My friend, if you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I must remind you that there is a certainty of death. There's no way you can escape it. We do not know when it will come. But if you're not prepared for going to heaven, then when you die, you can't go. The gift of God that's offered to you today is offered so that you might have everlasting life today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next Sunday. You don't have to wait till you get into church. You can call upon the name of the Lord, confessing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sin, and then asking Jesus to save you from your sin. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."